This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Now we bring you our podium. It's Friday.
Yes, on Friday, you know, we bring you the podium, and it's all about getting right deep in whatever it has to do with sport and people spearheading all the different sporting codes. Today, no different. Sometimes you try to get in there and just learn as much as you can about a sporting code. Today, Remo.
This is so refreshing. So refreshing. I don't know whether I should call him sensei.
We'll get the right terminology.
Because
I think the system isn't upgraded. Old school, I'm not quite sure.
Because I'm going to sensei.
We know sensei, but can
before
I introduce our guest, can you say the thing you said? Can you go? I just want to double check whether the system has upgraded. What did you say? The garati thingy thingy.
My Gary Ucha Uke Giagzuki.
Aibo.
I'll tell you next word. Shapakayon. All right, good morning.
I love garati kakas, I guess. In the studio today, we are joined by Tiseto Titanic Mutlala from Titanic Talent House, who's joining us in the house. Good morning, Tiseto. How are you doing?
Good morning to you guys and also to listeners.
I love, okay, wow, I noticed something. I love how you talk. You know, like in like when you watch the Chinese movies and they say, good morning. Like they do that thing.
Or,
And I babble a little much. That's it.
Daniel-san, you know. So we'd like to know more about Titanic and what are you really all about?
Titanic as a stage name.
Titanic.
Yeah, okay. My real name is Tiseto Mutlala from Magotse Village in Lebowahome.
Okay.
We're all about art, creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, the Titanic Talent House, it is our organization where all this magic is happening. We do films, we do art-related work, dramas, and all that. So, of course, martial arts, which is now we... pushing to create a program where we'll be teaching young girls, self-defense in high schools.
Okay. Yes. All right.
So that's basically what we're all about.
We love it already. Women's Month, and you are teaching young girls, self-defense in high school and all of that. We'll get more into the conversation. In studio this morning, we are joined by Tiseto Titanic Mutlala for the podium.
Yo, it was hectic in the studio.
I threw a punch. Mr. Jones blocked my punch. And we got some. No, Titanic gave us some lessons. Do you think you can apply that more laughing?
I've been applying it.
Oh,
but self-defensively.
Self-defensively.
I don't just go around like applying this. Self-defense, that's it.
Titanic, so during the break, you gave us a couple of lessons. Those that are live with us on TikTok and Facebook, they were able to see what we got up to. But those who didn't see it, maybe just run us through the importance. You were talking us through everything. So just tell us the importance of what we were doing.
Every time when you encounter a situation when you're about to fight, you know, they would say you can be a karateka, but it doesn't apply in kazi. You throw a leg, they stab you. The moment when you throw or higher, they shoot you. So that is why most of karatekas, they're so disciplined. We don't advocate for one to engage into a fight.
Okay.
Therefore, the importance of what we're just doing here is to defend yourself so that you can escape the situation. It's not to stay and fight.
Even though, you know, so it's true what we see in the movies, they always discourage the trainees not to fight, like we just have been Daniel-san. Like, so it's really true.
Rather, attend karate classes and then you get to understand fight is not that easy.
Okay.
And therefore, the importance of what we're doing just now is for you to just protect yourself and be able to run.
Okay.
Because when someone comes with a knife, you can't start by running. What if they're fast and then they can catch you and stab you? And therefore, you need to defend yourself, one, two, punch, and then run. Run for your life.
All right.
Very important. That's why we have to teach people self-defense.
I mean, you could have chosen something else, but what actually attracted you to karate?
I think growing up watching this karate, because back in the days, the only thing we watch is Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee. Those were the interesting thing.
Yeah.
And also, as young boys in the villages, we had nothing else to do except soccer or either karate.
Yeah.
So the more you get to watch the movie, the more after watching the movie, you feel like you can do better than what you just saw on television.
Are you serious?
Of course. And, every day in the house is just higher. Fortunate enough, my father took us to a karate school at the age of 9-10.
Wow.
And then that's why I developed the love.
Okay.
And then, I grew up like that. But I had to pause maybe 5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back to karate again, and then I became one of the good guys.
Don't you have people that sometimes want to challenge you on some, hey, when I karateka, and then they want to challenge you? Even growing up, you say you started the classes from age 9-10.
No, we did our classes away from home.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a village 10-20 kilometers away from our village.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people didn't know. And then also, I think maybe how we grew up,
mm-hmm.
We are not those people who love starting trouble. No. And also because it was not a weird thing in my family, because even my uncles did karate. They were very good.
Okay. So, I mean, you started early. Would you say it's ever too late for an adult?
No.
If a woman comes and say, I want to know how to defend myself in case I find myself in trouble, is it ever too late? Is it a body size thing? Is it a flexibility thing?
Tell him your age.
My age. A woman's age is secret.
What's that?
Yeah. Am I late?
Nah.
To start training.
Jones Wangyaga.
Is it too late to start training?
And I'll yeah. So just generally, for any age, any whatever.
I don't think it has to do with it has age restriction.
Mm.
Because I remember when I used to have a training center back in my village,
mm-hmm.
about 2 years. And
yeah.
I had a number of kids who came, of course. And then after we closed the institution, and then we did house visits in Zone F and Zone B in Lubafo.
Okay.
And then when you train the kids, the parents will be interested. And I did two parents, and they were very good, and they were very old.
Mm.
And so for me, hence I say, it's not about the flexibility people think while shoga.
Mm.
It is about the discipline, the level, or the capacity. Are you able to take this? Otherwise, it comes from the brain.
Because, I'm going to tell you the truth. A lot of the times, I used to think maybe that if you're doing karate, you're supposed to stretch.
That's the problem. People, when you speak of karate, already banagane stretch, banagane all these flying kicks and the butterflies and the flips.
Yes.
Unnecessary.
Mm.
Those are just martial arts activities for you to just flex.
Okay.
But how I believe and how I understand the karate, your grandfather, he might be 80, but he can still punch you and the ambulance will come. Get you to the hospital.
Wow.
That's karate for me, because the moment you can throw a punch and be able to take or block or whatever, anything that has to do, because it's fight at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We learn how to fight, but it has a package where you get to learn discipline, when you get to learn confidence, you boost your confidence, a lot of things. So it is a package, but there is no age restriction. And it's never too late for
maybe
anybody to start.
Maybe as we wrap up, what can you say to anyone, maybe a simple tip, and I know you can't quite demonstrate because now they have to you have to be descriptive, you have to describe just that one tip, one move that someone can use for self-defense. We'll have to describe, Askis, use your words, describe what you're doing.
Okay, let me try. There is no formula.
Okay.
Therefore, whenever you encounter a situation, whatever your opponent is bringing, therefore, there's many ways, man, you can, because I don't want to lie to people.
Okay.
But I would encourage them, if they're interested, you can watch martial arts or self-defense videos on YouTube. They're all over. But I don't think I'm in a position to...
No, I hear you. I'll admit, my question is kind of unfair. I'll admit. But
It's not unfair.
Okay.
No. You are right.
Yeah.
Maybe I never I never expected the question. That it's why it's so difficult to
answer. I was in the moment, Lynn. I get
action.
You.
It's not theory.
I know. But you know what? I think even the advice that you're giving us, it's fair enough. You know, to say there are a lot of self-defense videos that we can, if you're interested, to start looking at and see, you know, what you are willing to play with. And also to contact people like yourself.
And again, what he's trying to say is, you know, any situation, you know, tells you how to go about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be specific.
I hear you.
Because once you become specific, then you're a loser already. Yeah, so it tells you how to go about that defense, because you don't even know what your opponent is bringing on the table.
Yeah. I hear you. Dizezo, thank you so much. And we had such fun with you in studio. And you're doing amazing for empowering young girls with self-defense classes and just the work you're doing generally. Keep doing that work.
Yes. Just a minute.
Yeah.
I wanted to check because we are trying to establish a program.
Uh-huh.
We want to visit the schools.
Yes.
But also, we would appreciate if maybe they make their work easy for us and then approach us so that we know where to start.
The schools.
We need to teach young girls this self-defense.
I think it's quite needed in schools. Maybe just mention where people can get in touch with you if you're on social media or your numbers or anything. Hopefully someone out there might be interested.
We can do the numbers because we hardly post the way that
Let's
you do.
Let's do that.
Yes. My numbers are 082-099-0610.
Please repeat the number again.
082-099-0610.
That's Dishetjo Titanic Mutala's numbers. Please get in touch with him if you are interested in especially empowering young girls with self-defense and even, you know, just karate lessons generally. Thank you so much. That's Dishetjo Titanic Mutala from Titanic Talent House.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.